decisions that we have been thinking about this past week and even talking about a little bit this morning. And we're going to do here in just a moment what we normally do, and that is I'm going to have you write a letter to yourself about what the Lord spoke to your heart about. And as we always do, you'll seal that letter and you'll turn it back into me. I won't open it. I have never once opened one of these letters, even after somebody left our youth group or moved away. It goes in the trash. Whatever you write down is between you and the Lord. And it's just meant to be something of a reminder to you 6 months from now when we're able to be together again and be able to pass those out and you can open them your own accord and then be reminded of what God spoke to you at teen camp. It acts as a way of reminder and accountability, really. But 2 Chronicles chapter number 2 here, I want to draw attention to something that I believe is the equivalent to a decision. A lot of times when we talk about teen camp and we talk about things that the Lord has worked in your heart about, we say, well, that's a decision. We made a decision. God worked in my heart, and I want to nail that down by making a decision. And really, we don't see the word decision a whole lot in our Bible, but we do see this word from time to time. And I think it's a bit of an equivalent word, and a Bible word that goes hand in hand with that of a decision. I want you to notice here what the Bible says, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, and notice what it says here in verse 1. The Bible says, and Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Lord. He determined. I want to talk to you just for a second here on following through on camp decisions. I don't know how many of you have ever swung a golf club before. Many of you have swung a baseball bat or softball. You've played this last week. And although very different, sort of requires a lot of the same mechanics. You know, if you get up to the softball plate and a ball's coming at you and you swing but then stop at the moment of contact, that ball's not going to go real far. You sort of need to follow through, right? You need to follow through. Golf is the very same way. In fact, I would say that golf, it's even more essential that you have a good follow through. You know, you have the moment of impact on the ball. That's pretty important. If you don't have a good impact, or if you have no impact, the ball's not going to go anywhere, right? Not going to be effective. But if, let's say, you have a good impact, but you just sort of stab at it, and fall short of a good swing, that ball still is not going to have the effect that it could have had if you would have had a good follow-through. So when we're talking about camp decisions, a good follow-through is really important. We could say that the decision itself is the impact moment. God's worked in your heart. There was an issue, a message, a quiet time with God in which the Lord brought something to your mind, and it impacted your heart and life to the point that now you want to do something differently. So that's the impact moment, but really the follow-through of a good decision has a lot to do with the determination involved. And that's the word here that we see that Solomon determined in his heart to do something for the Lord. The Lord had spoken to his heart about something, and although building the temple was maybe not like, well, I'm not going to do this sin or that sin anymore, it still had the same type of plan connected with it. The word determine in Scripture means it's to plan with full resolve. Okay, it's to plan with full resolve. Now, a couple of things about our determinations or our decisions. We can see that determinations are made either way at teen camp. Okay, those of you who actually made and determined to do something or you made a decision, I applaud you this morning. You made a decision in a positive direction. You know, there are people that go to teen camp every year that don't make decisions for good, but rather choose and decide or determine not to allow their heart to be affected. There's determinations on both sides. Now, in fact, we had someone in the youth group, this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but I remember them having a conversation with them and them telling me, you know, I'm not going to make a decision at teen camp. I'm just not. You know, that's that's, you know, what I do is between, you know, me and myself, and I'm not gonna experience that at all with anybody else at teen camp. I thought, wow, talk about, you've got somebody who's making a decision for right. This is a decision or determination for wrong. So determinations can go either way. Most of you this morning said, Lord, I want you to work in my heart, and I will determine some things. So determinations are made either way, but also determination does not equal 100% of success. Just because you decide something at teen camp or determine to do something does not mean that it's simply the end of the story and it naturally will play out. Let me give you an illustration of this. Go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Let me show you a determination that didn't work out. Acts chapter 3, and you'll notice verse 13. Peter here is preaching a message. He includes a little nugget here that I want us to see. The Bible says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he, that's Pilate, was determined to let him go. You remember when Pilate determined, well, he was just going to let Jesus go? Now, did that work out? No, obviously not. All right, Jesus went to the cross. He died for our sins, and we're thankful for that. But Pilate determined something in his heart. Listen, just because you decided something at teen camp does not necessarily mean that that's going to follow through into your personal life the rest of the month of July or the rest of 2022. So what is it that makes a good follow-through then? We need to have a good follow-through and come to our decisions. Go back to 2 Chronicles now, chapter 2, and I just want to notice very quickly three things that I see about Solomon's determining here that I think can help you and I when it comes to following through on whatever it is that God talked to you about this past week. I want you to notice in verse 1 here, Solomon determined to build a house. We see that Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord and house for his kingdom. So that's step one, right? And what did we say was a part of the definition of determined? Well, it was to plan with resolve. That word plan there is pretty important when it comes to following through on your decisions. Let me ask you this. Have you been able to go beyond the decision you've made just a little bit and plan for how you're going to do that very thing? You know, if I say, I want to be a good leader, and the Lord's spoken to my heart about that, well, have we taken the next step and said, how does that translate into what I do at school? How does that translate into what I'm doing at home? How does that translate in what I'm doing in youth group? Does that mean following instructions? Does that mean sitting up close to the Word of God? Does that mean that, you know what that's doing? That's planning with resolve. And that's a part of a good follow-through on a camp decision. So let's do that. Let's like Solomon, do a little strategic planning to make sure that we keep those decisions that we're making. Notice very quickly the second thing here, and we see it in verse 2. It says, and Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens. Not only do we see Solomon determined to build a house, and he made preparation for that. Number two, Solomon here, he communicated his burden. Okay? So this is now moving from the planning stage into, hey, I got to get other people on board with this. Okay? And that's a great, great strategy for following through on your decisions. He's going to, okay, now thousands of people here, he's collaborating because he can't do this by himself. And in a very real sense, we need other Christians. Okay? We need other spiritual leaders in our lives to help us and have the accountability we need to get the job done in regards to our decision making. So I hope that when you came home yesterday, you had a chance to tell your parents about some of the decisions or the determinations you have made in your heart. I hope you've done that. Now, let me say this. If you haven't had a chance to do that yesterday, how many of you spent a lot of the day sleeping yesterday? Okay. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I slept a lot. Let me tell you, if you've not had a chance to communicate to that, to your parents about that, I encourage you to do it. It's part of a good follow-through. Now, let me ask you this question. Did Solomon end up building the temple? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is a great strategy for us to look at when it comes to a good follow-through on our decision-making. So we see, number one, Solomon determined to build a house. Number two, we see Solomon communicated his burden. And we're not going to take the time to read the remaining scripture because we don't have the time to do so. But I want to draw your attention to the fact that Solomon woke up every day with his determination in mind. Okay? That this temple did not get built without his resolve for it to be built. If Solomon would have just woken up 2 weeks later after he kicked this thing off and just said, you know, I'm really not interested in that anymore, I don't think that the temple would have been built. I think that he was the one with the vision. He was the one that had to make this work. You look at the collaboration that was involved, and he's going to talk about to this person over here in regards to the wood that they needed, and this person over here as far as the gold and the silver and all of that. He is the one who is working every day to accomplish this task. And boy, isn't that the truth when it comes to those things that God has spoken to our hearts about? You know, sometimes it takes work. We talk about work, right? You're like Brother Scott this morning, sitting here in Sunday school. It takes work to sing. Man, it takes work to want to give a testimony because I'm just not feeling it. You know, and it does take work every single day that we wake up. It takes determination to say, you know what, today I'm going to keep working on those things that the Lord spoke to my heart about. And one day we wake up and we see victories. We see, wow, Lord, I see how this area of my life has improved. I see how you have grown me. Just as Solomon was able to one day behold the temple in all of its glory and say, Lord, to you be all the praise and all the glory. And we want a good follow through. We want to do like Solomon did, be able to stand back and say, you know what, the resolve, the planning, the strategy, the help from others, and the resolve, the everyday resolve was there to make for a successful venture. And I know the Lord will help you. Whatever it is he's spoken to your heart about, whatever decision you made, wake up every day with that kind of resolve to see yourself continue to grow in that area.